Okay, I have a little story that I want to tell you today. It's exciting, and then it gets scary, and then there's a twist, but at the end, there's a message. And I don't want to give too much away, but at the very end, there's a dance. All right. I know. I've given too much away already. All right, so the other day, I was leaving for work, and I was walking to my car, and it was raining a little bit, and it was like a mist, like a drizzle, like a mizzle. And I was rushing to my car, trying to hold my umbrella. It was under my chin while I was trying to get my keys out, because I didn't want to get my hair wet, because if this gets wet, I can't return it. And so I was hungry, and I was annoyed, because whenever it rains in L.A., there's traffic, no one knows how to drive. I mean, there could be a teardrop in the road, and everything comes to a standstill. Anyway, so I was about to take another step, and all of a sudden I looked down, and guess what I saw? Yes. No? Yes. No? No? Wrong. No. 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 It was a snail. So I looked down. Anyone? No? Snail? Anyway, so it was like an inch away from me. I almost stepped on that snail, and that's the scary part. And then, literally, it stopped me in my tracks. There I was, a Hollywood glamour queen, in a big rush to get home, and there's this little creature just trying to cross the parking lot, and it was going like, you know, at a snail's pace. And, yes, which I totally get now. And as silly as it sounds, it was a perfect reminder that we all need to slow down. It was a slimy, disgusting reminder, but still, we're always in a rush, going from home to work and work to dinner and dinner to discotheques. And me being in a rush almost ended this poor snail's life. I mean, he was probably trying to get home to his snail family, and his snail kids are waiting at the door. When's Daddy coming home? When's Daddy coming home? And then the snail wife is probably in the kitchen making some type of risotto, which to me is very bland, but if that's what she wants to make, let her make it. Anyway, every night she's trying to make something special, and at this point she wonders why, because by the time everybody sits down to eat, half the family is texting on their shell phones. Anyway, back to the story. Here comes the twist. So there I was in the parking lot, looking down at this snail. He was scared. He was tucked into his shell, trying to protect himself. So I bent down slowly to pick him up and to move him to safety. And that's when I realized it was a rock. That's the twist. But to focus on that would be getting away from the point. The point is, we need to slow down. We need to see what we're doing affects everything around us. We need to pay attention to all the beauty in the world, whether it's a snail or a rock. And this now is the part where I dance.